We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
I have my beer in hand.
So,
Gorilla Pod at its best, kids.
All right, it's as Jay Stu. I'm here with the Wonder Librarian.
Hey, hey, how's it going?
We're here with fellow podcaster and awesome dude, Jason Clark.
Hi.
How's it going, sir?
It's going great.
You are, of course, from An Elegant Weapon.
An Elegant Weapon.
Fantastic name.
Oh, thanks,
Star
man.
Wars, right?
Yes, well, it came from my love of lightsabers.
Oh.
I'm a lightsaber collector. I have 76 lightsabers.
Holy crap.
And that's kind of where it came from. When I started the show, I didn't mean it to be like a geek show in any way. It was just me and my buddy hit record and we're talking, you know, because we were into podcasts. I only picked that name because I was a Star Wars geek who loved lightsabers.
What's your favorite lightsaber? What's your most prized one?
My most prized one is a 1981 Droids cartoon lightsaber, still mint in the box.
Okay.
Do you remember that cartoon, the Droids?
I can't remember, but...
It was really old because it was early. It was like 81. It was like in between like Empire and Star Wars.
All right.
And it was a cartoon about R2 and 3PO.
Okay.
And their new like master and stuff and their wacky adventures.
Before New Hope, right?
Oh.
No, it was right after New Hope.
Right after.
It was before Empire.
Well, I meant in the continuity.
So like 4.5?
Yes. No.
Oh.
I can't remember.
No?
You might be right. You might be right. It's been a while.
Sarah is also with us. Do you remember the continuity of the cartoon Droids?
I always believed it took place before A New Hope.
It took place...
Before A New Luke.
30 or 40... Supposedly it took place like 20 or 30 years before. So it,
Okay.
If you were to place it...
Well, it's not canon at this point.
No. No,
of course.
It's not.
Well,
And
A New Hope.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Because they became... property of that gang, like that kid.
He was like the smuggler with, I remember the red ponytail and
okay.
like the kind of coif, that guy. He was like your a Han Solo type, right?
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so,
smugglers.
But since it's been retconned that Anakin made 3PO, so he's not that old, but... Excuse me, that lightsaber is, that's one of my prized ones, because, you know, just to have a mint-in-box retro Star Wars toy of any kind for
a
collector.
I gotta talk to you about lightsabers, because I just want one, so...
Yeah.
I've gotten to the point where I have pretty much every toy lightsaber ever put out.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I'm kind of moving into more of the custom, like, I have a lot of the custom ones they make now, because there's some amazing companies making...
That's amazing.
...lightsabers that'll blow your mind, right? So I'm getting a little more into those, but that's
you
more of an
bring
expensive
some to the,
habit.
To the toy con so we can see them.
Absolutely.
I'd like to see a lightsaber exhibition.
Anytime. Absolutely.
Oh my god. Okay, that's cool. That could be for the future.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay. Yeah,
all
right. I love them.
It's a Clark lightsaber extravaganza.
I've considered at times maybe like, because I occasionally get tables at shows, but not too often because kind of my like Gorilla Pod style is me running around and I'm just too energetic to kind of sit still.
Right.
So
but it'd be cool to have a table with like some stuff. And then, like, go up and do. Yeah.
It'd be totally cool to have maybe one time, like, an exhibit where I bring all my lightsabers and show them off.
That'd be awesome.
Because that would at least attract a lot, right? Yeah. That would definitely turn an eye or two. So.
Oh, perfect.
Now, we were really happy that you decided to interview us for your last podcast.
Absolutely. I hesitate to call them interviews as much as first time meetings like that are, they can't help
more
but turn into it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm definitely more into the convo side of things. Right. You know, I kind of really fly from by the seat of my pants. I don't do a lot of preparation at all.
It was well put together. I guess listening to the whole thing was awesome.
It was cool for us. We felt honored to actually be asked because usually we're the ones asking.
Well, no, it's an interest, right? Because, because I've known you guys and it's way past due because, you know, I mean, I first ran into you at con. I know that we first chatted probably 4 or 5 years ago, probably.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, because when did you guys start? I started late 2011.
Early 2013.
Yeah.
We were doing another geek show before that, though. So
I might have even known that one.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I remember being at shows at the Holiday Inn there. At the, you know, the old school GTA cons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Might have been when Zach Galligan was at one. Might have been our first good chats.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Right.
That was a good show.
Yeah, so it was about time that I was like, okay, like, you know, this is a fellow podcast in the area. We got to sit down and have a chat.
There you go.
So... No, it's awesome we got to do that, you know, and we get to do this.
Yeah, and happy birthday to you as well.
Thank you very much.
It's a big one. Big 4-0.
What'd you do for your birthday?
I went and saw Lego Batman.
Oh my god, that's the best birthday kind.
It was very cool. Me and my son and my baby's mom. Hey, here's my burger. Can we just slap it down right there? Well, we're sorry. Thank you.
Oh,
my Sheldon came. Nice. I'm very excited about that. There's a new Dave and Buster's.
I went to it already.
They built there.
Yeah.
And so we went over there and tried it out. A couple Batman games.
It was like, super busy there, yeah.
You know? And saw the Lego movie, and it was cool.
Was it good? You know? Do you recommend it? I'm seeing it in Valentine's Day.
Definitely. My only critique is it might be a tad too long.
Okay.
But even that it's too... There's no point where you're like, this isn't fun.
Yeah.
But you're like, oh my god, like, this is going on forever.
Yeah.
But it's funny. It's brilliant. It's a lot of good times.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like the little
featurettes. And lots of good cameos. Little surprises. Like, it explores the plethora of Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all in... incarnations of Batman you've ever seen are somehow addressed in this movie. So,
awesome.
Do you have a favorite incarnation of Batman?
Ooh. In different ways. Movie-wise, I'm an 89 guy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm an absolute...
He's my fave Batman.
Jack's the king, too, for me. I still prefer Jack over Heath. I get a lot of crap for that.
You know what?
But I'm sorry. That was incredible, you know? Do you remember that part where he's sitting there with a newspaper and he says the famous line, wait till they get a load of me?
Yeah. I love that.
As famous as that line got, it's what he does immediately after that got me. Because he goes, wait till they get a load of me. And he slaps the paper down and then he kind of looks around the room and goes, whoop.
Oh, yeah. Whoop, 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 whoop. Yeah, I remember
whoop.
That.
Yeah. And I was just like, what?
You know what part like, I like? Where I used to laugh hysterically when I was a kid when he shakes that guy's hand, he burns them all up and he's like, I'm glad you're dead.
I used to kill myself laughing.
I
got a live one here. So as far as movies, that's my favorite. But as far as the comics, man, it spreads around. But I do like I like long ears.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But Capullo kind of changed me on that.
Mm.
Capullo did kind of... that was pretty
good. That amazing.
Yeah. That was... Those two guys, to put themselves in a position where... That was literally one of the classics of all time. We got to witness it, you know, like Neil Adams and Denny O'Neill, whatever. You put all these names, you know, Stan Lee and Jack Kirby. Capullo and Snyder is now easily on top echelon, and it blows my mind. So I kind of, that changed a lot of my outlooks on Batman, but like most of the time growing up, I liked the long ears, the big giant cape, like I'm a very gothic Batman fan, you know? So, yeah, definitely.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So how did you start with your podcasting? Exactly.
I was a big fan.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith, Joe Rogan, Nerdist, you know, all the typical big ones. And I listened a lot. And then I was like, why? And I heard Kevin Smith saying it to me weekly. You can do this. You can do this. Why aren't you doing this?
Yeah.
I was like, I better do this. So me and a buddy of mine, literally one night, we sat down in the basement. And we hit record on an iPhone.
Okay.
And we just started talking. We talked about Portuguese man o' wars. Just ridiculous nonsense.
Things go into weird areas. Yeah.
But a couple weeks after that, the new 52 started, which we were big fans of. I was a huge fan of. I loved a lot of stuff. Like, not everything was perfect that came out of that, but a lot of really amazing stuff did. I was a big fan. It was a ballsy move.
Okay.
Like, you know, start over in such a crazy way. Flashpoint Paradox, I loved all of that. So we started talking about that a lot because it happened to be at the time that started. And it just led into more and more. We ended up just doing geek talk all the time.
Okay.
Started having a couple guests on. Our first few guests were other podcasts that we did cross pods with. That's what I like to call them.
Okay.
A lot of people call them swap pods. I like to call them cross pods.
I didn't even know that there was a name for that, but okay.
Yeah, that's
this
cool.
Is like a cross pod.
Well, often what we'll do is we'll all record together and then both shows will put out the same episode.
Oh, nice.
So say sometime we get together and if I was recording this, which I'm not, we both put it out and it's the same episode on both streams.
That's
kind of
cool.
Yeah, like absolutely.
That. Why did we never think of that?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I did that a few times in the beginning because you share audiences and you make friends. And, you know, Twitter has always been the number one place to get out there for podcasts.
Yeah.
And we went on, started having guests, started doing stuff at Fan Expo. Because I've been going to Fan Expo for about 17 years.
Yeah.
But I, you know...
it's insane.
It just made
now.
Sense eventually. Yeah. It was like 5 years ago, I was like, I need to start just recording these awesome talks I already am having with people.
Yeah, there you go.
So we started doing that. We got to episode 70, and he moved on, didn't want to do it anymore, did some other stuff. He's actually making comics, and I kept going.
Yeah.
And I started doing more and more interviews, and it's evolved to 229 episodes later.
Awesome. Nice. I don't even know if you know how many you have, but there's been many.
It's got to be up there.
Yeah, we had just tons of segments.
You should do a count.
You know what's really cool?
Do a best of.
This was a big deal for me, but I go to Motor City Comic Con every year.
Oh, nice.
And last year I was there, it was my 200th episode. That's what I knew I'd be recording. I went in knowing that these interviews will be my 200th episode. That's amazing. Podcast Detroit, which is a network there that I'm part of.
Yeah.
Is also the Mike and Ming show. Mike Zapsik and Ming Chen are part of that network as well. Mike Zapsik was on episode 25 of An Elegant Weapon because I took a shot on Twitter.
Okay.
And people were having conversations about their dream guests in this thread. And I just threw it out there. I would love to talk to Mike Zapsik. I would love to pick that guy's mind, right?
There you go.
He gets back at me when and where.
Oh,
wow.
Perfect.
So that's what really got Elegant Weapon going. I just took a shot, right?
Yeah.
So, and then he was nice enough to come back for our 100th episode.
Okay.
But then, so it was the 200th episode, and him and Ming were at the show.
Oh, wow.
So I went to him, and I was like, 200.
Here we go again.
So they came, and we broadcast live from the floor at the Podcast Detroit booth, me and a few other friends, and Mike and Ming for my 200th episode.
That's really
and
cool.
And that was, awesome. Yeah, that was
like
a special memory.
Back all these guests. That'd be cool.
You know, I try, a lot of people revisit, you know, because, you know, I go to a lot of these things, so people were at them, like Alfonso.
Yeah, yeah.
Alfonso's been on my show at least 30 times.
Us?
Yeah. Or Shay, A. Shay Han.
Oh, yeah.
He's been on my show countless times, right? Yeah, so, but this community is growing, it's getting tighter, and it's really cool, you know, so I'm happy to be a part of it.
Do you have, like, a favorite interview that you've ever done, or is it hard to pick, or?
No, it's hard to pick one.
Yeah.
But I'd say my favorite interview I ever did was probably John Ostrander.
Okay.
Who's a comic writer. He's pretty much the modern father of the Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I wrote a whole bunch of Star Wars. I met him at Motor City, did a little interview with him, but then I got him on Skype and did a full hour.
Oh, perfect.
And he's a big hero of mine, so that was super cool.
Yeah.
Then beyond that, it's the live panels I've got to do that have translated that I've been able to record for the show.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's say Ray Park was an amazing one, an hour with
so
Ray
nice.
Park.
Cool.
Julian Glover.
Okay.
Who was Game of Thrones, Star Wars, Indiana Jones, General Veers, the only empirical general on screen to actually win a battle, which is a battle of Hoth.
That's right. Right. Yeah.
Perfect.
So had an amazing talk with him.
And I believe he drank from the wrong grail at the end of last
crusade. Exactly.
Oh, okay.
But beyond that, I'm a huge voiceover fan.
Yeah.
So the voiceover people stick out. Jim Cummings, who's Winnie the Pooh and Tigger.
That's cute.
Tom Kane, who's been Yoda. He's been Yoda for like 25 years since Frank Oz decided he didn't want to do it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So anytime you hear Yoda in a video game, in Clone Wars, in anything, it's this guy.
Oh, wow.
Okay. You know, General Grievous, Matt Wood.
Perfect.
Yeah, so those guys.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Those are fun ones that stick out to me, for sure. Feeling a bragger.
Because
to me they're so special. Like there's a lot of people, like I just had Jay Nugent, who's the guitarist for this band called The Slackers, who I consider to be the greatest band that ever walked the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm all excited to put this episode out, and you don't realize a lot of people haven't heard of this indie band, The Slackers. They've been around for 25 years. In the ska area, they're legends, but nobody really knows them.
Mm.
Yet I'm all like, I'm so excited.
You never know.
About
there's
it,
probably right? some fans out there right,
you know?
For that, yeah.
But I find it's getting out there.
Yeah.
You know, because it's the same thing with artists, and not just people doing interviews here. I see a lot of people get excited about the chances they get here.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta branch out of not necessarily just Canada, but just the comfort zone of doing just shows in Southern Ontario.
Yeah.
That's why I've been starting to drag a lot of more people out to like Philly and Michigan, where you gotta get out there because there's these amazing other communities.
I did one in New York City and Philadelphia last year, so that was pretty eye-opening.
See, my audience is mainly Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in a way, I'm almost considered a Michigan podcast before a Toronto podcast.
Oh, okay.
So this year, I took the specific goal of concentrating on home.
Yeah.
Staying at home, really focusing on home, spotlighting all the stuff going on in Ontario.
Yeah.
And it's really paid off well that, you know, I got more of a base here. But, yeah, oddly, I got big in Michigan before anybody knew who I was here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so, cool.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah.
Well, I know Ryan's All Things Geek has, like, a New Zealand following. So I'm like, that's
isn't
random.
Weird?
Yeah, he's got, like, a New Zealand,
I've got
Australia.
A nice little British following.
Yeah.
There's a few kids out there who listen to the show out in the UK, which is fun. So
cool.
I think I just log half my time. Half the time I'll get bored and I'll start talking like this for like half an hour. So I think they just enjoy this.
Okay, yeah. So shout out to their...
Well, you definitely do a good job, sir. I'm a fan of the show. And
I appreciate that.
No problem. Why don't you tell the fine people out there where they can go to hear your stuff?
www.anelegantweapon.ca.
Yeah.
And yes, the CA, of course, is for Canada, bitches.
All right.
Yeah, but it's all the typical places. Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play.
All right. Well, we look forward to running in you.
We're going to do this lots more. We're going to make tons more pod together.
Yes.
You guys are awesome and rad.
So.
Oh, anytime.
Yes.
You
got
to come over to the
that.
L5. Next time you guys are heading through to like a con or something through Mississauga, you guys stop in. I'll show you the L5J Studios.
All right.
My basement. And, you know, and all my lightsabers.
We all have one of those. We all know Batcave.
Right. We'll record amongst the Kyber crystals. It'll be great.
All right.
Yeah.
Deal, man.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Ray.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.